It is time for Tech Bytes. Andrew Elliott here with Amal Wahab. Joining us on the phone, she's been filling in for David Schellenberg all week long, is Shruti Shekhar from Mobile Syrup. Shruti, it's Friday, so you have to pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Perfect.
I feel like part of the gang at this point.
Once you've pewed, you can never leave.
I'm so happy.
What is happening in tech this morning, Shruti?
All right, well, I want to start off with talking about the limited TV series on Uber that I was talking about yesterday. I did get some information, and it's very interesting. So the co-creators of Billions, the popular show about power and politics in New York's financial sector, are creating a show based on the transformation of Uber and will focus on the former CEO of the company, Travis Kalanick. I think I said his name correctly. I hope I did. It's following his path from serial entrepreneur to his final year of running Uber in 2017. So there's going to be a lot of drama, a lot of pizzazz, a lot of scandals. It's going to be great. The show is actually going to be based on the book called Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber, written by Mike Isaac. And it's going to be produced by Showtime. So
okay.
I'm kind of curious. I'm excited. I mean, not a lot of details are yet to be in, like, they haven't been announced yet. They're still being worked out before going to pre-production. But if you're into tech, you're into Uber, I mean, I'm sure everyone does Uber every single day. So this could be interesting. I'm curious.
At least it's based on source material from a book too. So it's not just sort of whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So next up, no cause for concern. I'm just warning everyone, there's nothing to be worried about, but Canada Post is asking all customers that have an online account with them to change their passwords. It says in an email to customers that it is investigating a report that some customer information may have been compromised in 2017. So Canada Post is saying in the email very clearly that there has not been a cyber attack or a breach of the Canada Post network, but it was just investigating this incident. So essentially the email indicated that login and password credentials were stolen in external privacy breaches unrelated to Canada Post. So for example, when users reuse their credentials on several websites for convenience, it's possible that it could have been reused or obtained. Anyways, Canada Post is saying that it does not believe personal information has been compromised, but are asking customers as a safe precaution to reset their passwords. And anyways, that's always good practice, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, change your passwords, guys.
And stop reusing them.
Oh, exactly. And don't save them.
Fine.
Amal's doing it right now.
Don't use password as your password. Like, don't do that. On a very cool note, if you own a device with Alexa on it,
right,
you'll now, for the first time ever, be able to ask her for information on all things federal elections, which is really cool. So essentially the voice assistant will be getting Canadians up to speed with developments on the campaign trail, or will even test their own knowledge of elections in Canada.
What?
Voters, yeah.
Exactly. I'm hanging out with Alexa tonight.
That's every night. She says it like it's different.
I know. I did make it sound. It's nothing new.
So essentially voters will be able to ask her all sorts of questions pertaining to the election, like what you need to bring with you on voting day. But you can even ask just general knowledge questions on what the parties are promising. So on election day, which is on Monday, if you have not voted in advance poll, you should. Alexa will be an up-to-the-minute resource to keep voters in the know of official data. So that's actually really cool. I think Amazon has also indicated that Alexa will be presenting information with real-time data sourced from the Canadian press, which will be regularly updated with latest information. So you're not getting fake news. You're getting very, very real news, and it's awesome. And you can ask questions like, what's my election update, Alexa?
Okay, but I would like to say it's first, Alexa, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. But you can also head to Amazon's blog and find out all the different questions that you can ask, because there's a bunch of questions that you can ask.
Okay, so it's going to be interesting on Tuesday to look at how exactly that worked, because that is something that I'm going to try throughout the night, watching the results.
Yeah, so instead of going to a bar and partying, you can just ask Alexa and party with her.
Whoa, wait.
That's what they want you to do, Shruti.
Two very great options for election night.
Absolutely.
Of course, David Schellenberg returns on Monday to the morning startup and Tech Bytes. But Shruti Shekhar from Mobile Syrup, thank you so much for hanging out with us this week.
Thank you. having me, guys. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoyed me because I had fun with you guys. I feel like I was there with you.
It honestly felt like that.
Right beside me, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Trudy. You take care.
Okay, bye.